Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's time to get your Monday edition of the BTN News Show started. Get it into full gear. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Hope everybody had a great old Thanksgiving weekend. Hope nobody got arrested on Black Friday, too. It is the last day of November. Yes, it's the 30th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend and Black Friday, too, in around 5 minutes. Well, it is finally ended for the NSA. Yes, their bulk surveillance and collection of phone data has officially come to an end. Which basically means now, instead of that wide scale of data collecting, it's going to be more targeted now. That's basically because of that introduction of the USA Freedom Act, in which the NSA will no longer be able to indiscriminately collect metadata about phone calls in the hope of actually finding out something suspicious. In other words, just fishing. However, though, of course, with anything, there is a little catch to this. You know, the data that they've already got on you? Well, the White House says they're going to retain that until the 29th of February. Quoting them saying, for data integrity purposes. These are nice, bubbly words. Of course, let's remember, this is the NSA, and yes, the trustworthy level on them, yeah, it ain't very high on the scale. Some Apple rumors headed your way today, and it's all about the iPhone 7, of course. The latest rumor is that a headphone jack that we all know and love might be saying bye-bye. The reason why? Well, of course, you can make an even thinner smartphone if you remove the thing. Really? Do we need the things any thinner? About ready to fly out of my hand the way it is. The rumor goes on to say that with increasing of Bluetooth, headphones, and all of these sort of things, the headphone jack may not even be needed anymore. I know an Apple, I have a feeling this thing is going to disappear just like that. Now, Apple will make their own little version of a headphone jack, then sell you an adapter for it so you can still use your existing ones. Then the thing will disappear. Yeah, that's the Apple way. Get yourself a new Amazon Fire TV over Black Friday? Well, heck, connect that whole thing to your home network now. Yeah, that's right, that 4K Fire TV can talk to all of your little things in your house now. Smart ones, that is. And all with just a little simple voice command. Say you want your lights dimmed down for that evening movie? Well, just tell your Fire TV to turn them down. And heck, you can even order yourself a pizza by simply searching on your Amazon Fire TV. It'll find your local businesses and restaurants, too. To make your Amazon Fire TV just a little bit smarter now, just get the upgrade. Of course, it's free from Amazon. So if you've ever wanted multiple Instagram accounts and you're currently on Android, well, you are in luck. Yes, the Instagram team is hard at work on an Android update that will introduce one of its most highly requested features. Now, granted, most people, like myself, I have an Instagram account, that's good enough for me. But say you're one of those people that have an account for, I don't know, your cat. And the cat just happens to be more popular than you. And everybody that knows you doesn't want to see pictures of your cat. Then you can have its own account and still control it from your one device. Now, as I was saying, this is only going to be for Android at first, and Instagram is only currently testing this feature. But if you want to be a part of it, all you got to do is join the Instagram beta test program. When you do, though, just make sure you read the fine print after you sign up and everything. Remember, Zuck owns this now. And finally, here's a little app you can have a whole lot of fun with and may spook you out at the same time. We got friggin' Wi-Fi signals passing everywhere, don't we? Wouldn't it be cool if we could see them? Now we can, thanks to an iOS app. The new app is called Architecture of Radio, and it will let users visualize their Wi-Fi and even radio signals right on your device. You can just see all those signals passing through you and all around you. Now, currently available only on iOS, Android is coming sometime in early 2016, they're saying. This new app will allow us to see radio towers, satellites, Wi-Fi routers all appear against a nice little blue backdrop. Kind of looks like a blueprint with all your signals just bouncing around you. However, all this frequency of love is going to cost you a little bit. £1.99 is about $3, and you'll probably have about 5 minutes of fun with it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy the last day of November of 2015. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.